Please hear my prayer. Stay with me in my supplication, for my need is great. I have to find them. I know they are near. Please aid me. They are the only one who can help. You are a reclusive mage, living by the ocean at the edge of the Empire. The years have felt short, but the days have been long and peaceful. Then, on a day just like any other, you see a beautiful young woman on the beach. She is kneeling in the sand, her head bowed in prayer. When you approach her, her eyes snap open. There is an intensity to her gaze that almost puts you on your back foot. When she speaks, you recognize her accent. And when she stands, you know where she's come from.
It's you! Oh, you're the one I've been looking for. The gods have answered my prayer, finally. No, no, be still. Let me feel your heart. I must confirm. Shh. Don't move away. This won't take long. Stare deeply into my eyes. Become aware of your body. The breath in your lungs, the sea air. Inhale deeply. Good. Now exhale softly through the mouth. Thank you. The divine magic doesn't lie. You are the one I've been looking for. Pardon me, I just had to make sure. I knew the gods would answer me. You're staring at me. Sorry. My name is Allison, and you can tell from my robes that I'm from the Northern Church. Yes, and I can tell from your tan lines that you've been living here a while. I can't blame you. It's beautiful. I can't stop staring at the roll of the ocean waves. I've never seen anything like it. Will you walk with me along the water, please? Ah, thank you. And for what it's worth, I'm sorry to bother you. Oh, you're very kind to assure me that it's no bother. But I know that someone moves to a place like this to be alone. I already know your name. Of course, you still have a towering reputation up north. The Gifted Mage. Oh yeah, your spells are still attempted and your works are still cited. Often, actually. I promise, I'm not trying to flatter you. Yeah, I have read some of your papers. I really liked your one on the link between demons and dreams. I never really thought about it that way. Like our dreams are another plane of existence. Or I hope that was the point. Some of it went over my head. No, I didn't hunt you down because I'm a curious scholar. I almost wish that was the case. Why? You're really nice to talk to. And you're not what I expected either. Oh, I thought maybe someone with your gifts would be a little stuffy or detached. I was kicking myself for not bringing you a gift or something, but I left in a rush. Oh, I was supposed to bring you flowers. Okay, next time. Yeah, I can tell you're joking. I thought so. It's one of my favorite qualities in a person. Yeah, I'm a confessor. I'm pretty good at getting a read on people since I talk to them all day. No, I'm not here to take your confession. Oh. Wow. Arson. And then ransom. Wow, those are huge crimes. What a juicy confession. Yes, I can tell you're joking. Ugh, stop it. I'm here on actually really important business, and I should get down to it. So, you and the late Archbishop Karras. I understand that the two of you used to be very close. I'm not blushing, it's just the sun. It's so bright here. But I hope I'm not overstepping, though you don't seem like the type to take offense. Why do I ask? Well, the rumors about you two were so romantic. And you're very charming. I'm sure romance is easy for someone like you. The acolytes and students are a bit fascinated with your story. And who can blame them? Your closeness with the late Archbishop. Karras was incredible. She was so heroic. She restored life to the church orchard and ended the famine. We always have something to eat or sell now. She was so famous even before her passing. Sometimes I see both of your initials on the margins of textbooks. I'm sorry. I'm sure you miss her, and you don't need to hear who she was from me. You knew her best, I'm sure. No, I won't ask you why you left her or the church. It's none of my business. Trust me, some things are better left in the past. Which is exactly why I'm so sorry to bother you. But I need your help because of your past. Specifically, your connection to Archbishop Karras. Yeah. I spent weeks looking for you, asking after you in each town. You're a hard person to find, and that's how I know you wanted to be left alone. Thank you. You're really nice. Look, do you recognize this book at all? Handle it carefully, please. It's very delicate. You don't recognize it. It was found in Archbishop Karras's entombment, quite by accident. I don't suppose you felt that small earthquake we had a few months ago? I don't think you get those by the ocean. Yeah, we had one. And it unearthed a small hidden chamber behind the Archbishop's coffin. No one had any idea it was there. I know, right? I was shocked as well, and I can tell from your expression you don't know anything about it. Yep, that's the catch. It's sealed with powerful magic. No one at the church could open it. I was hoping that you could, since the two of you were so close. I look anxious. Well, that's because I am. I really need to see inside that book. You can't just put it behind your back. That's property of the church. Return it to me. I'm not hiding anything. No, please don't throw it into the ocean, please. All right, just put the book down. You're kind of a hard ass, aren't you? Fine, I'm a terrible liar, I get it. When that book was found in the hidden chamber in Archbishop Karras's tomb, there was also a container filled with salt. Yeah, a big jar of it. Mm-hmm. The kind you would use to make a demonic summoning circle. It doesn't mean anything. That book in your hand is probably just a journal or research, something she wanted to keep private. Just because there was salt there doesn't mean it's a grimoire, and I'm not going to condemn her memory over a table condiment, okay? It doesn't mean Archbishop Karras was a warlock. I think people assume demonic influence because they're jealous of all that she achieved. I mean, you were her lover, surely you don't think. Well, if you're doubtful, just open the damn book. She was a great poet. It's probably just some of her work. If it's just poetry, why would she seal it? Well, they're probably bad poems. You know, they're not finished. She was embarrassed and didn't want anyone to read them after she died. No, we can't just assume the worst of her because there was a jar of salt beside it. Please, Karras is the reason I'm a confessor. She inspired me for so long. She couldn't have built up the church with demonic influence. Demons are evil. They don't end famines and make orchards bloom again. I'm not naive, and I'm not a fanatic. Why won't you open it? Doesn't Karras's reputation matter to you? Or are you worried there's something about you in there? Maybe the rumors are false and you two weren't such great lovers, huh? I don't think a naive person would say that. You can stare me down all you want, but I know you're curious too. And I know you can open it. You're the only one who was close enough to her. So what's it gonna be? You will open it. But not here. Very well. I'll meet you tonight at the graveyard. Of course, I'll humor your precaution, since this book isn't a grimoire. I know it with all my heart. There you are. I was worried you wouldn't come. Listen, I don't feel like I conducted myself very well when we last spoke. I'm sorry I raised my voice. You knew Karis personally. I didn't really know her. She's more like an ideal to me. You loved her, obviously. But she saved me. I would have died in that famine, my mother told me. Oh, what kind of confessor would I be if I couldn't apologize? Thank you. I found an open, unmarked grave, and I put a salt circle around it. Yeah, I brought the jar of salt from Karis's tomb. I didn't want anyone using it to slander her while I was getting the truth from you. Thanks for checking my salt circle. I want to make sure there's no gaps either. I don't mind safeguarding against a demon. You're gonna see. It's just gonna be a journal. I can stand beside you when you open it. Yes, thank you. You're very gracious about me barreling into your life with this piece of your past. Yeah, I'm ready. Are you? Take a deep breath. I'm right here beside you. You can hold my hand if you want. Yes, I'm reading it here with you. This is her handwriting. Good. Let's see. And the words within these pages are not to be shared. Under the threat of... Oh. No! Just because the first page threatens a curse doesn't mean it's a grimoire. She could have been trying to deter grave robbers. I want to turn another page. No! Is this why you left her in the church? Because you thought she was a warlock? No, you're wrong. Don't pull me back. It's poetry, like I said. Look! I make this journey alone with fire and brimstone. Stop! Don't pull me back. I'm going to prove it. Gibbering shadows, full and twisting, come back to me, we're coexisting. See? Nothing. I'm sorry, but even if there was a demon, the grave would have... She hit her head. Poor girl. You really shouldn't hunch over a grimoire like that when you're casting a spell. There's an impact. It's fine, though. I'm glad it's just the two of us. I thought I'd never see you again. How do you like my horns? What's wrong, lover? Don't you recognize me? Karis? Oh, you're adorable. Yeah, I've changed. Don't you like it? You'd think you'd be happy after all that changing you asked me to do. Close your mouth. You and that magic of yours are going to go to work for me. And I know exactly what you're capable of, so you better not hold out on me. After all, we go way back.